S&D Radio. This is live and local on the air until 7 o'clock this evening. And it gives me great pleasure to bring my special guest in tonight, who is Natalie Kidman from Duran Duranish. And good evening, Natalie. How are you?
Good evening, Steve. I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year to you and everyone that's listening.
Yeah, and the same to you as well. So how's it been then, the last couple of years for the band, and is it good to be back on the road again?
It's amazing to be back on the road, doing what we all love doing. Our first gig back was in August last year, and since then we've been really, really lucky to have regular gigs. It's such a shame about all the events and festivals that were cancelled, but we didn't let it dampen our spirits. We kept everything crossed that we'll be able to get back to it real soon. And as soon as we were allowed to, we got back in our rehearsal studio space. And it, do you know what? It was like we'd never been away.
So you're very busy over Christmas?
Yeah, we had quite a few gigs, actually. And we performed on New Year's Eve as well in Bristol. And it was just so great to be back doing it, doing what we all love doing.
Yeah, fantastic. So what are your thoughts on Alexander's Live? Because you've played there before in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, do you know what? We can't wait to go back there. We first played Alexander's back in December 2019. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems like a lifetime ago now. And we, even though it was so long ago, we remember that we had an absolute blast. Jamie, his team and the crowd really, really made us feel welcome. So we're looking forward so much to going back there, finally being able to give them the night that they deserve and that they've been waiting too long for. And Alexander's as a venue, it's definitely a hidden gem.
It is, isn't it, really? Yeah, and some great stars played over the years. So you're playing there this coming Saturday night, the 8th of January. I was just looking at your website before we came on air, Duran Duranish, and it says you're the UK's ultimate Duran Duran tribute on planet Earth. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a fun there.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. As a band, we've sort of naturally evolved together from different bands to our shared love of Duran Duran. Phil, or Doc, who's our guitar player and MD, we've all sort of come together through him, mainly by being in other bands with him. Andy, our key player, he's the newest member, and he used to work with Duran Duran back in the Rum Runner days. He was also in a charted side band called Cutting Edge, and Duran Duran and the guys from Cutting Edge, they all worked at the Rum Runner in exchange for rehearsal space and being able to play there. So yeah, and we've also got, I've already mentioned Phil and guitar, and Andy, or we call him the controller, on keys. We've also got Stevie Higgs on drums, along with Mark Williams on bass. Now, together, those pair are a force to be reckoned with. And we've got Robert Greening on lead vocals. We call him Simon Lee Bob. Bit cheesy, but it's got to be done. And then, finally, you've got little old me on backing vocals. And I love it. It's my dream job. You know?
Yeah.
When I agreed to take the job, and I was lucky enough to be offered the job, it was great for me because I didn't have to learn any of the words because I knew them all from being a teenager.
Well, of course, Duran Duran are bringing out new music now, aren't they, as well? So what do you think of their new music?
We absolutely love it. I mean, it's quite hard to believe, really, that last year Duran Duran celebrated their 40th anniversary. And this year is the 40th anniversary of the real album. Sorry if I'm making anybody feel old. And now we have new music. As a lifelong Durani, I'm immensely proud of them. And obviously, we're still really, really pleased that they're all still going.
Lovely. Yeah. I can hear you actually got a massive collective passion for Duran Duran. So what are your plans now for 2022? Have you got a busy year ahead, restrictions permitting?
Yeah, we've got thankfully, we've got quite a few gigs in the diary already, including a few festivals. We're looking forward to, fingers crossed, getting back to a ordinary world.
Oh dear. Yes, definitely. Well, moving on quickly then, where can we find you online? Have you got a website that people can go along to and have a look about you, all about you?
Yeah, we've got a website, duranduranish.com. Facebook, if I'm allowed to mention that, is probably the best place.
Yeah, of course you can.
Quite a few videos on there. We like to say to people, come and say hello on Facebook. But do you know what? Come and say hello in person as well on Saturday at Alexander's. Her name is Rio and she dances in Alexander's on Saturday the 8th.
I think you should be going to the comedy night at Alexander's Live. Don't mind playing there. All these puns you're putting in.
Maybe.
Well, listen, Natalie, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your passion for Duran Duranish and what you'll be doing. And all the very best with the gig coming up this coming Saturday at Alexander's Live, 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available there. And we're going to play now a promotional MP3 which you've put together. Which is live of the various things that you do, and we're going to do that for you right now. So, Natalie, once again, thanks so much for taking part, and good luck with the gig next week.
You're welcome, thank you. Take care, and Happy New Year again.
Yeah, thank you for that, Natalie. Cheers. There you go. Natalie Kidman there from Duran Duranish, and here's a bit of what they do. Duran Duranish sound live, and they'll be appearing at Alexander's Live this coming Saturday, the 8th of January. Pop along to alexanderslive.com for all the details there, where you can get tickets for that. With Duran Duranish coming live this coming Saturday. And once again, many thanks there to Natalie Kidman there for coming on the show.